Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. I will bless the Lord of all times, and his praise shall be constantly in my mouth. We thank the Lord for each and every one of you at this time, and we pray that everybody is well and aware on this beautiful morning today. You know, those who are in the crisp air, those who are in the hot and the warm air, we thank you for listening today, and we praise God for each and every one of you. And we thank God that everyone is up and doing. But we just thank you at this time. Now, the word that I'm reading today is from John Newton, One There Is Above All Others. This is the book. One there is above all others, well deserves the name of friend. He is loved beyond a brother's costly, free and knows no end. They who once his kindness proved find it everlasting love. Oh, for grace our hearts to soften, teach us, Lord, at length to love. We, alas, forget too often what a friend we have above. But when home our souls are brought, we will love you as we ought. That is from John Newton, One Day is Above All Others. And here's Sister Diane to take us into prayer and to pray for all those on the list. If you don't hear your name, that's because you didn't call in and tell us. Here's Sister Diane.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, giving you all honor, glory, and praise that is due unto your holy name. Thanking you, Father God, for this day, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we just thank you this day, Lord Father, that we're able to come and intercede, praying, Lord Father, for one another, Lord Father. Father, we pray today, Lord Father, that all those that we're praying for, Lord Father, if any sin, Lord Father, they have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, Father, knowingly or unknowingly, grieving the Holy Spirit, Father, we ask for your forgiveness, Lord Father. And Father, as you forgive us, Lord Father, we forgive those that trespassed against us, Lord. We thank you, Father, for hearing all prayers, Lord. We thank you, Father, for answering all prayers. In the name of Jesus, for Father, you said, by your stripes we are healed, Lord Father. As I lay my hand upon this prayer list, Lord Father, you know each and every person, name by name, Lord Father, and what they need, Lord. And Father, we thank you, Lord Father God, for having your way right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray today for the Thomas family, Lord Father God, the Wade and Benjamin family, Lord Father, that lost loved ones, the Whitted family, Lord Father, that lost loved ones, Lord Father, still dealing right now with the loss, Father. Father, we continue to ask you to give them comfort and peace, Lord Father God. Father God, give them the joy and the laughter, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray today for Earl's daughter, Lord Father. Father, that you continue to touch her, Lord, Father God. You know what she is in need of, Lord, and we're thanking you right now, Lord, Father, for just having your way in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we say thank you. Father, we pray for Rudolph, Lord, Father, that had back surgery, Lord, Father, praying for his continual healing, Lord, Father, those that was in the hospital, Lord Father, Bethany, Lord Father, we thank you for bringing Crystal out, Lord Father, and what you're doing for her, Lord Father. Continue, Father God, to touch her body right now in the name of Jesus. We pray today, Lord Father, for Miss Kim Merchant, Lord Father. Father, that suffers several brain aneurysm, Lord, we thanking you right now for her healing. Oh, Father, we know that nothing is too hard for you, Lord Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord Father, we continue to pray for Brenda, Greg, and Desiree, Lord Father, the Jarvis family, Lord Father, that also had a passing, Lord Father. We just say thank you, Lord. Father, there's so many lives, Lord Father, that are being lost today, Lord Father. Father, we pray today, Lord Father, as we pray for our unsaved loved ones, our friends, Lord Father, that don't know you as their Lord and Savior. Father, we ask you for mercy in them right now, Lord Father, that they don't leave this earth and go into a Christless grave, Lord Father. But, Father, that they may repent, Lord Father, and accept you today as their Lord and Savior. We thank you, Lord Father, for those, Lord Father, that was in the path of Hurricane Michael, Lord Father. We ask you for mercy, Lord. Father, we thank you for the life that was spared, Lord Father. And we're thanking you right now, Lord Father, for touching those that lost loved ones, Lord Father, giving them the peace and comfort that they need, Lord. Father, touch them, Lord Father, not only those that was in that path, Lord Father, but those that suffered an earthquake in Haiti, in the Philippines, Lord Father, those in Japan, Lord Father. Oh, Father, we just say have mercy upon your people, Lord Father. Give your people, Lord Father, the ears to hear and the heart to receive, Lord Father, when you're speaking to them right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, I cover this broadcast under the blood right now in the name of Jesus, canceling any and all assignment that was sent towards this broadcast, Lord Father, to try and hinder it or anyone speaking or listening on it right now. We render the assignment null and void right now in the name of Jesus. And Holy Spirit, we ask you to take over right now in the name of Jesus. We ask you to decrease, Lord Father God, my pastor, my deacon right now, Lord Father, as you come forth, Lord Father, in them. We're thanking you for the word, Lord Father. And, Father, we ask you to touch, Lord Father, our listeners, Lord Father, those that are listening now and about to listen at a later time, Lord Father. Father, we're thanking you right now, Lord Father, that the word that comes forward here, Lord Father, touch, heal, and deliver, Lord Father. Set them free and take them to another place in you, Lord Father. Father, we ask all this in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. We thank the Lord for that prayer. We thank the Lord for all those on the list who gave us a name and let us know that they need prayer. See, a lot of people don't realize that they need prayer and don't want to ask for prayer. Maybe it's pride, or maybe the fact is they don't have enough faith in God. But you know, that's what Apostle was talking about yesterday, like the imagination of the mind. If you let your mind fool you, it's going to fool you. And if you don't believe, then there's no point in it. But you have to believe, because ain't no point in saying that, you know, your imagination will run wild with you. And if you let it run wild with you, it's going to cause you some problems. Now, you can make it work for you, or it'll work against you. That's on you. But you have to realize when your imagination is running wild, because a lot of people don't want to admit it, but you know, I know I gotta. Sometimes my imagination runs, you know, so I can tell you about that. But you know, it's a good thing, because sometimes you can put it into good use. You could put it into creative things that you can help in the church or what, you know, and make it to be for good, not bad, with your imagination. Because a lot of times we don't have enough sense to make it for good. But that's what I wanted to get that off my chest this morning, you know. But I'm coming from Isaiah 30, and I'll be coming from the first three verses. Woe to the rebellious children, saith the Lord, that take counsel, but not of me, and that cover with a covering, but not of my spirit, that they may add sin to sin. Now, Apostle was on that subject for a little while about the sin to sin. I think it was in Bible study a couple of weeks ago where we talked about that, and I think on the radio a couple of weeks ago too. Also, we talked about that. Sin to sin. And right here in verse 1, when it say, woe to the rebellious children, saith the Lord. Now, he was talking to the people of Israel in Egypt. He was talking to them. He let them know, you know, woe to the rebellious. You know, and the thing about it is, this is not just for them back then. This is for us today. And if you read it and carefully and think about it, this is for us today. Verse 2 says, that walk to go down into Egypt and have not asked at my mouth to strengthen themselves in the strength of Pharaoh and to the trust in the shadow of Egypt. Verse 3 says, therefore shall the strength of Pharaoh be your shame and the trust in the shadow of Egypt your confusion. Now, we got to understand, we run around here following different things. You remember the TV show Different Strokes? You know, you can say different strokes for different folks. But that's what it's all about, because people run around here and they follow the wrong thing. They follow the wrong people. And, you know, and I got a question. Why do you have a person that ain't been to church sinning can pull you out of church? Now, that causes for confusion. That's someone who's following Pharaoh. Because that's all you're doing. You're following Pharaoh. You're following the wrong thing. You're taking the advice of the wrong people. You're doing the wrong thing. Because, see, when God is there and he's trying to help you and the Holy Spirit is trying to do things for you, you're working against him. You're working against the people that mean you good. See, the problem is a lot of people work against the people that mean them good. Why do you work against that? Why do you work against the people that try to help you? Now, the thing about it, when people try to help you, they give you they don't want to hear it. They rather go on the sinful path, and then when they come back, they say, well, I should have. No, you should have, but you could have, and you didn't want to, you know, and that's what it was. You thought the sinful nature was more exciting than the righteous nature, because you figured the righteous nature is too boring, and you get bored. Problem is, you're going to be you. What it is, you don't want to bore your way to heaven, but you'll see yourself in sin to hell. You know, a lot of people is not afraid of hell. A lot of people ain't afraid of what's going on in their lives. They feel like everything is peachy cream, but it's not. Now, I can tell you, I saw some things this morning on the news, on the world news, I want to share with you real quick to show you how things are so topsy-turvy. In Japan, it was a lady walking in the mall, and someone left the top to the Shark Tank open. Number one, they got a Shark Tank where you can walk across in the mall, and the top was open. A lady walked and fell in the Shark Tank. Now, you tell me, what kind of imagination was that for a person to have, to build that like that? Where was the people? They said they left it open to feed the sharks. Okay. Yeah, but they almost had some real meat. But you understand, if it hadn't been for the other passersby, she'd have been through. But you know, this is what I'm saying, is sometimes people believe in things, in objects that they think is all right, but it's not. And you know, when they built that, they didn't have no idea that this would happen. So you know, they got to rethink that plan. Now, it was two little boys. I forgot what city it was, and they were black, and they were African-American, and they was out flashing a gun at people. The police came, and these little dudes were none but 13 years old. The police came and pointed his gun at them. They got so scared till they threw their gun down, and it broke in pieces. That's when the police officer knew that it wasn't a real gun. The white police officer talked to them young men and told them, say, listen here, dude. He said, well, Caucasian. He said, listen here, dudes. He said, listen here, dudes, one thing. You're black, you're young, and you shouldn't be out here pointing anything that looked like a gun, because you could have been dead. He said, now, when you go home, say your prayers and thank God that you're not dead because of that foolishness that you were doing. And this is what I'm trying to say and put in here, is that we do foolish things. We don't think about what the consequences of anything is, even when we're young. Now, the point of the matter is, what gave these two young men a thing that they're going to get out here with a play gun and flashing and pointing at people that nobody wasn't going to call the police on them? and one of them wearing bright red pants. And the police officer say, we got a call that two young men was out here with a gun. One was wearing red pants, the other was wearing red and black, and it was them. You know, but they knew what to do when they seen the police. They dropped the gun and they put their hands up. But you know that doesn't make a difference anymore because people are so spooked and scared now. Now, let's get back to these rebellious children because that's what we are as adults also, because we're getting out here and we're doing foolish things. We're getting out here and we're not mindful. You know what? I put it this way. People ain't afraid of God no more. People aren't afraid of heaven and hell, aren't afraid of hell either. They aren't afraid of the consequences of what their actions may bring. You know, and, you know, a lot of times when I watch TV and I watch these dudes and they get locked up, and when the judge hit the hammer and tell them they got 70 and 80 years, then they're going to fall out on the floor and cry. It's too late then. You know, you shouldn't have been out there acting like a fool, doing what you thought you wanted to do. But soon as the consequences and the hammer come down on you, it's a different story. You know, and that's the way it is. We all live life. Once you live life, you got to understand that there is consequences for that rebellious nature. There are consequences for what we do. And right here when God say, since you want to be like Pharaoh, then you're going to suffer the consequences like Pharaoh. You're going to suffer with Pharaoh. Since you want to be with them, then that's where you'll be at. And you'll come back. Trust me. We all going to bow down eventually. You go one way, I go another. That's the way it's going to be. You go up, you go down, wherever it is. That's on you. That's on every individual. But right here when it says, woe to rebellious children, say of the Lord, that take counsel, but not of me. See, the thing about it is, you run around here and you asking different people different things. Then you get all confused. But you deal with the one that you think might be right. Now, let me ask, why ask people opinion and what to do? Then when people tell you the right thing to do, you're going to do the opposite anyway. So what was the point? That's what you wanted to do anyway. You wanted to be in that category anyway. See, that's why it took so long for these people to come out of Egypt. Number one, God had to make sure the right people was in place at the time. Number two, your faith will be tested on a regular basis. Your faith will be put it this way, in the uproar, because things do happen, things do go on. But if you're going to sit there and you're going to say, oh, woe is me, I'm going with Pharaoh because I can eat and I feel good with Pharaoh and this and that, but yet still you still in bondage. You mentally in bondage and you physically in bondage. So let's face that, because when you got that bondage mentality, that's what's going to happen, because you feel that you can't. See, I know some guys who become constitutionalized. They can't make it when they come out, so that's why they go right back in, because of the fact they constitutionalized. That's where their mind at, and that's where they consider that their best living experience is at, because they can't handle freedom anymore. See the Israelites, but the Jews back in the day, time that they were in bondage, that they were captured, and God set them free. A few days later, they complained, talking about they should have stayed where they was at. But God always get them out. But it always take a while. Each time, if you didn't notice, it took longer. You know, The thing is, people get this idea, like the Israelites back then, they got this idea that Pharaoh was to be all end all, see, at that time. But see, the thing about it is, they were mentally broken. They were mentally broken to feel that that was all they can have, that's all they can do, and their God wasn't going to save them. Now, at the time being, God let all this go down, but if you didn't have enough faith in God, if God tells you that he's going to send somebody that's going to free you, that's what God meant. Now, maybe it took a little time, but you got to understand, people got to be in place who God sent. Events got to happen to make it go, to make it happen, to make these things happen. You know, it's the same thing in church today, because we got people who feel the pastor don't move fast enough, things don't happen fast enough to their liking, or if the preacher is preaching and they don't like the word that's being preached, they're going to go out and talk about it. They're going to go out and do this and do that. See, you got to understand that's being rebellious, because when the word of God comes forth, it comes forth. Let's not look at it as that we don't understand. No, we understand enough to go out there and talk about what the pastor said, but when you get in the church, you don't understand what's being said. Now, that's the dumbest thing I ever heard in my life. But you got to think about what people do. People do strange things. These are what you call rebellious children. When they don't know how to handle the word, they don't know what to do. The thing is, they don't know what to do because they ain't comprehending, and they got a block in their mind because they let the devil get into their head. They let things get into their head that ain't there. But you know, a lot of times people be in church daydreaming. Okay, when the word is being spoke, you don't hear nothing. You just see the preacher's lips moving. You're not hearing nothing. It's simply because of the fact the devil got you fooled. You're thinking about your dinner when you get off from church. You're thinking about TV. You're thinking about all other things, about going to the movies after church or whatever. People are thinking about other things than deciding to focus on the word of God. Now, that's also is being mentally challenged, mentally blocked, because you're not focusing on the word of God. Now, if you're not going to hear the word of God, why come to church and sit there? See, that's being rebellious too, because you're only there as a figure now. I know people want butts in the seats. Yes, true enough, excuse the phrase, but that's what people want, and they don't care. So therefore, if they ain't caring about your soul, why are you there? See, the thing about it is that's being rebellious also. Because you got to understand that God wants us as a people. He wants us to be together. He wants us to work. Matter of fact, he wants all of us to march up in heaven and sing his songs and sing his praises. He wants us all to be there. But that's not possible. A few will, many will be taken, but few will be taken and the rest will be here. Many are called and few are chosen. That should tell you something. Be on the right side. See, a lot of times we're not on the right side, we're on the wrong side. But God gives us a chance. He gives us a chance to redeem ourselves. He gives us a chance. He let us know that if we repent, he will come and save us. But we got to admit when we're doing wrong. People don't admit anything now. People don't want to admit. Maybe it's pride. Maybe it's other things. Maybe it's other things in the way. But if we don't share these things, how are we going to know? All we're going to do is run around just like it says in verse 1. We're just going to be a rebellious children. We rebellious because we don't understand. They was rebellious because they didn't want to wait. They rather went with Pharaoh's God, which Pharaoh thought he was a god because he had power. He had power, he had land, he had people doing what he wanted to do. Oh, just to put it this way, Pharaoh was a dictator, what we call today a dictator. If you didn't do what he said, he had you executed. Simple. That's what goes on today in different countries. But we got to understand where we're at, the time we're in, because it is getting to be almost that way again, because people are not standing up. Christians are not standing up and being counted for. It's like we done ran back in the shell now. It's almost like we rather have a Pharaoh rule us than God. So we don't want to be free no more. We want to be controlled. We want him to tell us when we can read the word. See, we got to understand that these things will happen if we don't stand up and fight for our rights, if we don't stand up and fight for the word of God. See, the point of the matter is we're running around here and we're not, as they say, we're not strengthening ourselves, but we're strengthening the people. We're strengthening evil rather than strengthening righteousness. If we don't stand up for being in the power of God, see, you got some people who's into God, that's standing for the righteous, that's standing for the power of God. But a lot of times our pastors and prophets and preachers, apostles, bishops, they get worn down because of the fact they got to talk to these hard-headed and pray for these hard-headed people who keep going out doing the same thing. But soon as things fall, they want more prayer. They will wear you out like that. You know, and I watch it and I see it because, you know, because you can see when people start to wear on you. Because they even wear on the lamest person, like me. Because when people ask you for prayer and you give them prayer, and then all of a sudden they're going to continue to do the same thing, but soon as something go bad, they're coming back to you again. You know, and when I read this passage, when it said, woe to the rebellious children, and I just keep going back to that because that's what we are. That's what people are. I mean, all of us was there once upon a time. Let's face that. All of us was there once upon a time, but we had enough sense to come out the rain. We had enough sense to come to God. We had enough sense to give it to give our problems to God. You know, as a problem or as a situation arise, we have to learn to give it to God. But see, we can't handle it by ourselves. A lot of times people swear they can handle it by themselves. I got it. No, you don't have it. If you don't share it with somebody or talk about it and stuff, that pain will always be there. That pain will continue to be in your heart and in your mind. That pain will continue to be there. That's because you're not going to God and asking him for that, for the healing, for the understanding, for what you need to do in order to come forth to him. But see, we are like stubborn children. I can say rebellious, stubborn, hard-headed. You can put all of it in one category because that's what a lot of people are. They don't want to. They don't want to come forth. See, we need to, we need to come together and get a grip on our lives, to get a grip on what we're doing, to get a grip, you know, on the power of God. Because once we grip the power of God, we can pretty much do anything. We can pretty much do what we have to do, and we shall be spiritually blessed. But, let me throw that but in there. But if you don't come to him, you don't get nothing. If you don't come to him, nothing will happen. But if you keep being, being in a lot of conflict, being a lot of confusion, a lot of times people bring confusion with them. You ever been around a person that just confused, and all of a sudden you be around them and you feel confused too? You got to get away from them because they bring confusion with them. They almost like lioness on peanuts. You know the one with the dirty blanket? No, the one with the dirt. Every time he come by, the dirt is with him. The flies flying around him and everything. Same thing with a person with confusion. That confusion will come along with them. Them people, listen, the devil got people just for these type of things. If we're not careful, we'll run into confusion just as much as they got it, because they're bringing it to put it on you. They're bringing the confusion inside the church also. Because if you don't watch out and stay prayed up and keep yourself in the hands of God, you'll be just as confused as anybody else, because that spirit of confusion will be on each and every one of us if we're not careful. You ain't going to understand what the word is saying. You ain't going to understand what nobody preaching. You ain't going to understand right from wrong because you're so confused. The point of that is recognizing these different types of things that's coming along in your life, because there's always some type of spirit that's coming against each and every one of us at any given time. These are the things that we have to be on the lookout for, because we know we're trying to come under the fold of God and we're working hard. I'm just talking to us Christians. We're working hard to be established with God. We're working hard to be that way. But every time you turn around, the devil is trying to ease in. It's a spirit of something, spirit of confusion, spirit of tongue-tied, spirit of something. It's always something that's trying to hinder you from delivering that word of God. It might be hindering you from delivering the word of God to someone else. It's a hinder, because then now you're scared to talk about God to people. You're scared to talk about your church. You're nervous. See, the thing about it is, once the devil come up, see, that's a part of being confused with the word of God. That's also a part of being of a rebellious children, because once that spirit seeps in, you're going against whatever God stands for, because you're going against it. See, rebellious means you're going against. You're fighting against the grain. You're fighting against the people. You're fighting against everything that's right to me. You know, like back in the 60s where people used to protest, and they used to say, they used to call them rebellious young people. They still do that today, call them rebellious young people, you know, because somebody is always, you know, like when the kids are growing up, they're going to rebel. You tell them don't, they're going to do. Matter of fact, you can tell a lot of older people don't, they're going to do. So you just can't say it's just the children now, because church people are just as bad too. You know, we got to tighten up our ship. But I'm going to continue to say, look around you. Look what's going on today. It's a lot of things happening. There's a lot of things happening. Listen. We don't have time to be of a rebellious children. We don't have time to worship a Pharaoh. We don't have time to take on that Pharaoh spirit. This ain't the time for that. This ain't the time for God to, this is the time for us to come to God. This is the time for us to do what we got to do. Because if we don't try to save anybody, we can't save them all. But once we put our foot in front of those who are in front of us, we can tell them about the goodness of God. We can tell them how God brought us out. We can at least lead them to the right direction. But once we put our foot forward to do this, it's off of us, because we are spreading the good news. We're not being of a rebellious children then, because we're spreading the good news. See that there falls in a lot of categories for us, you know, going in the opposite direction. I don't want to go in the opposite direction of God anymore. I've been there. It doesn't work. It's more torment of the mind and more torment of the body also when these things go on. When you get out of the wheelhouse of God, you're in a lot of problems. You're looking at a lot of problems. especially when you know the Spirit is talking to you, especially when you know the Spirit is on your side. The Spirit bring you out of some dangerous situations and stuff, but you continue to push that envelope. You continue to ride that edge. You know, I've never seen so many people that's on a death wish as they are lately. Everybody want to live on the edge. People want to jump off cliffs. They want to do this. They want to do that. And thinking that they're gonna live forever, you know. Triple X is only the movies. It ain't for real. You know, that's all I got to say to that. If you want to be a daredevil, look at how many bones Evel Knievel broke. He done broke every bone in his body before. So do you want to go through life and all that pain because you want to be a daredevil? You want to be rebellious that you can even tempt God? Because that's all you're doing. I can live. I can do this. I can do that. Okay. Keep on trying. It's going to catch up to you sooner or later. You know, so we got to understand what we're out here doing. And the things we're creating. See, a lot of, if you don't watch, you look. It's a lot of all these guys' kids started coming up doing the same thing that their parents were doing, their fathers and all that were doing. You know, and that's creating another generation of the same thing. And then that's going to go down to another generation of the same thing. You know, you can look at the Walinda family, you know, the type Y people. You can look at them. For generations, they always have one or two of their kin people fall off the Y and die. One may make it, the rest done fell off, the high Y. But they keep on doing it. They keep on pushing that envelope. Now, that's rebellious children tempting faith. They're tempting God that they won't die, that they can't die. Now, something wrong with that analogy. Something is wrong with that. We have to come to grips that at some point in time, we got to know that you can't keep tempting God. You can't keep pushing that envelope. But that's the day and times. People are pushing it. People are not afraid to die. People are not afraid to, they're not even afraid to commit sin anymore. Let's just face that too. To them, sin ain't sin. I still ain't figured out where they got that from, because the Bible clearly talks about sin all through it. Now, I still haven't got to the point where you got churches who don't want to call sin sin no more. Sin is sin. I don't care how you look at it. You're sinning. I don't care how you sugarcoat it or how you try to cover it, but that is not of the Bible. The Bible clearly states, I think it says down here, sin to sin. That's what it said in the word here. It said that they may add sin to sin. You adding sin on top of sin. So that means you ain't learned your lesson from the first time. You keep on doing it. You might as well just get up and just keep running your head in a brick wall, thinking that wall going to change. It ain't moved yet, but your head is bloody. So what you going to do? Keep doing the same thing. Keep being stubborn. Keep being rebellious because somebody told you there's a brick wall there. You're going to keep running into it, saying you don't believe it. Now, that's being rebellious, stubborn, hard-headed, all of the above. See, when we keep doing the same things over and over again and we'll continue compounding the sin with another sin and this and that, but see, that's what I mean by people are not afraid of God anymore. They don't fear what's coming. They don't fear what's next. You know, we need to prepare ourselves now. We need to prepare ourselves for the coming of the Lord. We need to prepare ourselves. We need to stay strong in the word of God. Because at some point in time, if we don't learn anything, we're in trouble. We're going to be just like the rest of them. We're just destined for hell. But long as we stay with God, we know God is going to protect us. He's going to lead us out of trouble. He's going to keep us out of these things. But let me tell you, the devil will always tempt you. The devil will always put temptation around you and in front of you. Things will always happen. It might be physical. It might be mental. It can be a number of things. Family, all kind of problems, all kind of situations. But God will bring us out. But if we don't have no test, how we know if we have any faith or not in him? See, there's always a light at the end of the tunnel. We can't see gloom and doom all the time. Joy do come in the morning, if you let it. When you wake up in the morning, you can't wake up in the gloomy situation and the gloomy mind. Oh, I can't deal with it today. No, it don't work that way. Say, God, I thank you for today. I'm up and I'm out of here. I'm doing it. Have a positive outlook. See, we don't want to have a positive outlook of things. We want to be gloom and doom. See, I can't be gloom and doom. I mean, I admit to myself sometimes I got that little spirit of depression that creeps in on me, but hey, I work my way through it with the help of God. I start praying to God, God, please, what's going on? I know it ain't nothing but the devil that's come trying to seep in. I know what it is. So I know how to fight that spirit. I know how to fight it. I didn't know how to fight it before, but I know how to fight it now. See, a lot of times it takes these things in order for you to have an understanding of how to fight these different things when they come upon you. See, I put a little oil on my head, and I start praying, and I start thanking God for life as it is. I thank God that I came out of the darkness and into the marvelous light. I thank God for my pastors and them that's around me that helps me through these perilous thoughts and times. Sometimes I ask the Spirit to give me a word. Of peace, and he gives it to me. That's how you defeat the enemy, by continually keeping your mind focused. See, the devil gonna disrupt. That's his job, to disrupt. That's his imp's job, to disrupt. And when you fall into that trap, you got to learn to pull yourself out. You got to learn to see where you're at and where you're coming from and where it's coming from. See, once these things sneak up on you, and trust me, it will sneak up on you, and it'll come to you in so many different forms that you wouldn't even begin to understand where it come from, because it just sneaks in on you. It slips in on you. But the problem, what I'm saying is, let God slip in on them. Let the Holy Spirit slip in on that. Let the Holy Spirit stamp it out. And the only way it's going to stamp it out if you ask it to. That's the only way things can get right in your spirit. If you don't ask God and the Holy Spirit to get it out, it won't come out. You got the power to get it out. But you got to understand, let's not be stubborn about it. Some people think admitting that you're wrong is weakness. It's not weak. It's being of a good person, of good cheer, being strong, because it takes a strong person to admit it. And you can be strong in the spirit to admit to God that you need to get this stuff out of you. Now, you can't say you're going to get it all out at one time because we got a lot of stuff that's buried so deep in us, we don't know till a situation pulls it out. But once it pulls it out, let's address the situation. Let's address this part of us because if we don't, we're going to ride with it. Let's not ride with it. Let's cut it off when it comes. Let's cut it off. And you know, in Apostle's book about the generation curses, now we need to understand that a lot of things are handed down to us if we don't get a grip on how it's, on what's going on in our line, because our line is kind of rugged. Some of our ancestors got a past history that's wicked. Some got a good history. But we got to understand that we're the ones now in the present tense, we're the ones now that can make things right. We're the ones now that can lead. We're the ones now that can lead our way, that can lead our children, our children's children, to a better way of life than out there being criminals, thieves, or whatnot. We can make it right. Now, I know a lot of young people don't want to hear it today. It's a lot of them, but it's a lot of them that do. We can't say all of them are bad. We know kids want to be rebellious, especially teenagers. They're going to fight against you regardless. A lot of them are going to fight against you regardless. A lot of them want to get out there and try things. What things do they want to try? They don't know. They just want to try things. What's their main word today? I'm bored. But when they get out there and they get into the other stuff, please help me. I was listening to a song the other day when the dude said, he said, Grandma, y'all need you to pray for me. Grandma said, what's going on, baby? He said, well, this and that, and I'm, you know, in jail and all that. I say, when Grandma say, well, it ain't that. They look at the birds. They fly around. They free. They eat when they want to. They do this. They free. God don't look at the food that's in your stomach. He look at the food that's in your mind. He look at what you're doing in your heart. There's more to it than that. There's more to it than just the food in your belly. There's more to it than that because it's what's involved is your soul. We can't be a rebellious children at this time. We can't afford to. We can't afford to let the spirit of Pharaoh inhibit us from our Lord Jesus Christ. Because that spirit will continue to grow and grow and grow. Because that's what it's here for. But it's up to us to fight it. It's up to us to stand guard. It's up to us to do what we got to do. It's up to us to show that we mean business. See, the problem is a lot of Christian folks don't know how to mean business in the Word of God. We got to stand up and be tough for the Word of God. Now, I don't mean go out there and get your Bible and beat nobody over the head with your Bible. I mean physically beat somebody over the head with your Bible. You ain't got to do that. I remember they used to do that back in the old day. You don't understand. Bip, you get hit, you know. So it's a lot of things that we need to understand what's going on. We need to stand up for the Word of God. We need to stand up for, you know, if somebody trying to tell us the right thing to do and the right way to live, take that advice. Don't be rebellious and go the other direction. I mean, things can be as simple as repenting of your sins, thanking God every night when you go to bed, thanking God when you wake up. Thank God for your family. Thank God for the food on your table and the roof over your head. I even thank God for seeing the stars and smelling the grass. I thank God for that. Because you can have problems, you don't feel or see or smell any of that. But we got to understand God will give us the senses to do, see, feel, whatever we need at that time. But we got to ask him and we got to know that God is the one that's the orchestrator of all of this. Let's not be a rebellious children. Let's be a righteous children. Let's be on the way of righteousness. Let's do righteousness. Let's do the work of God. And this is what I'm asking today, and here's Pastor Sharon.
Praise the Lord. I tell you, we thank God for the word from Deacon Michael. You know, this what Deacon Michael was talking about this morning, I tell you, it's something to think about, that when God used the example of Pharaoh. And we know in the Old Testament, it talks about when God called forth Moses, our deliverer, to set his people free. And Pharaoh at the time was the king, and he was like a taskmaster. And even though God came, sent forth the word and the deliverer was there, the people, when times became hard and when they get discouraged, they were looking backwards to go back into Egypt, a place of bondage, a place where they were before, and not understanding that God wanted them to be free. God wanted them to be whole. God wanted to bring them into a place that is flowing with milk and honey, a place of growth, of blessing, of rightful position. So they wanted to go back to where the place that they didn't have to be responsible in. In other words, someone was always telling you what to do, not to be someone always lording over them. Not they wanted to be in that bondage mindset. And we have to pay attention that when God set us free, we have to always continue to go forward. Pay attention to yourself. Pay attention to the man in the mirror or a woman in the mirror. Pay attention to who you are today, that you may not go back into bondage and go back to that place where God brought you from. It is so easy to go back into that. Why? Because it's a place of comfort. You don't have to strive. You don't have to be responsible. And while I was getting this today, the word that I really heard was responsibility requires a response. You got to, responsibility require a response. Responsibility, you have to be accountable for your own action. God hold the people of Israel accountable when he sent them forth into that place, when he told Moses to take them from where? Egypt. Egypt is where what Pharaoh is. And God promised them, and then they needed to be what? Responsible for their own action. And it required them doing something different. Respond means you answer the call. You answer the vocation. You answer to the title or the responsibility that is set before you. But if you do not want to be responsible or respond, you cannot be responsible. Why? Because you're not paying attention to what is it God requires of you. And I'm reminded that they were required not to do what? Be as the other nation around them. In other words, God is bringing them into a place where they'll see a lot of things around them. They are in the world, but they weren't supposed to partake of the things of the heathen. But you have to pay attention to the word in order not to fall into the trap of the enemy. If you keep going into your own mindset. Deacon Michael made a good example. The Power in His Name book talks about what? Generational curses. What is generational curses? Why do we say curses? Why? Because it's stronghold that has moved on from one generation to another. Even before you were born, that thing already happened in your lineage. And you may just say, well, my baby is so cute and oh, look at the dimples and they got gray eyes and man, look at all that curly hair. But if God does not come in, you'll say, wait a minute, my child acting like somebody else. If you ask one of the elders that in the lineage, they'll tell you, you know what? They favor Aunt Joe. And you say, well, I don't know Aunt Joe, but then they recognize Aunt Joe's spirit on that child. That means that child partake of something in your lineage. And Power in His Name talks about taking inventory on your lineage, taking inventory on your mommy's side and your daddy's side, and see what it is, according to God's word, that needs to be broken. There's alcoholism in your family. Find out where did it start. Is someone in the lineage long time ago that dealt with that same thing? So you got to break it. Break it over yourself and your seed. Why? You have to speak that word that say it stops right here with me. It will not go further. It will not touch my seed. See, you got to sever that umbilical cord that attached, that invisible cord that attached itself to your seed. You say, why? I don't see no umbilical cord. In the spiritual realm, there is no time. So that same spirit tries to enter into your children and hover around your children if you don't put them in the hands of God. You say, well, if only the ones that is covered under God. Remember now, we are born right into a world of sin, right? Remember Adam and Eve, they sinned. So when they sinned, they caused different things to change in the world that God has ordained for us in the beginning of time. But then we got to remember that Jesus came as the second Adam to redeem man back to him. So why am I saying it? You got to repent of your sin, of the sins of your fathers and your forefathers. You got to ask Jesus to come into your life, forgive you of all your sins. Then you can start walking into different things. Remember now, it's a process. It doesn't happen overnight. You don't just all of a sudden you're perfect. No, we are all striving to perfection. But the key to it is, are you allowing God to do the work in you? Deacon Michael talk about the spirit of what? Woe to the rebellious children, said the Lord, that take counsel but not of me, that take counsel but is not of me. You have itching ears. You want to hear what everybody got to say but what God's word is saying to you. Everybody else's word that's speak, the Sam Ballard, the Tobias, the Father, the familiar spirit, everything, the soothsayer, everything that say, oh, God, speak to me. Ha, sha, sha, sha. You want to hear everything but the true prophet of God. He that have an ear, let him hear what the spirit is saying to you today. We don't want to hear anything that's going to bring for that change in us. Why? Because you don't want truth. Truth does not, when you walking in darkness, you don't really want to hear truth. You don't want to hear truth. Why? Because you don't recognize that you're in a place of bondage. You need the light of God to come in and make a difference in you. Now, that's why Jesus is there's salvation there for us. Why? Because we need him. We don't know we need him. He has to let us know that we really need him. When you out there in the world, you good, you fine, you ain't doing nothing wrong. Why? Because your eyes are closed, you're in darkness, you don't know you're being rebellious unto God. And let someone come forth and bring forth that shine, that light of the word of God in you, you'll say, well, I'm just like my mama. I'm just like my daddy. And people were saying back then, your mommy had a bad attitude and your daddy had a bad attitude. Well, you say, well, you know what? I'm just like them. You can't change me. Why? You don't even recognize that that's not the true you. God did not create you like that. God created you to be just like him. He created you in his image and in his likeness. And in God there is no anger. No, we know the word of God says he was people causing to do what? Cause judgment. But God is a God of love. You say, well, God have an attitude? No, there is no God have altitude, not attitude. So it is a difference that we don't pay attention to the carnal part of us, the fleshly nature of us. You'll say, well, I'm fine. I don't got to this. I don't got to that. Man, oh, man, I can see deliverance class coming forth. Why? Because you feel you're perfect, but we are not perfect in Christ. And you say, well, are they picking on me? No, no, no. I think the other way around. God loves you enough. He cares so much for you. He really calling you forward, and he's calling you into greatness today, and he wants you to let go of the things, the former things, and go come now into the newness of him. He wants to make you what? Brand new today. He wants to change your outlook on life. He wants you, your mindset to be changed. Why? Because he's calling you into greatness today. All things are passed away before. All things are made new. Former things, the things of the past is passed away. All things are becoming new today. He wants the new you to walk forward right now in the name of Jesus. And then he talks about, they take counsel, right? But not of me, but that cover with a covering, but not of my spirit, that they may add it sin to sin. Now it talks about what? Your covering is more sin to sin. In other words, you pile it up. I remember a long time ago, the woman of God said that you do one lie, you got to tell another lie to cover the first lie, and then a third lie to cover the second lie. And before you know it, you have yourself in a pickle, a mess, and the devil is right there. He just saying, come on, that's my child. Because you know what? God is not a God that lies. You are of your father, the devil. He lied. The word let us know he was a liar from the foundation of the world. If you are being created to be a destroyer and you were a liar from the foundation of the world, that let me know there was no truth in him in the first place. Why? Because the word let us know he was created to be that. You was created to be that. Just like man was created to worship him, God, man was created to worship the Lord God Almighty. Man was worshiped, was created to be in his image and in his likeness. God created man to what? To look to him and walk according as he tell them to do. I know he gave us free will, but he wants us to choose good today. He wants us to choose life today. He wants us to choose his word today. He wants us to be just like him. Just like when he came on this earth, he said, I came to do the will of my Father. Who is his father? God. God is his father. And he said, I claim to do the will of who? My father. We got to pay attention that God bring us into this world to do the will of our father, right? But you got to choose, is the devil your father or Jesus Christ is your father? If your father is Jesus Christ, then you'll walk towards the things of him. Rebellions will not be in you, and if it is, you allow him to put you on the potter's wheel. Why? So he can purge out, pluck down, tear down everything that is not like him in you. My God, everything that is not showing the God, the characteristic of God, he got to pluck it out and tear it down. Why? Because he wants to make you brand new. He wants to bring you into a place of milk flowing with milk and honey. He wants you to bring you in a blessing place, a place where you can walk upright. There are places that you can know your identity, who he made you to be. You don't have to take down to your past. You don't have to take down to what happened yesterday, but each day you can go forward. He talked about rebellious people, or rebellious, in other words, I don't want to hear what you got to tell me. I tell you, the devil fooling so many people, like Deacon Michael was talking about, the ones that really got your best interests at heart. You really think, oh, they're jealous, they don't want me to have this. Oh, the devil is a liar. You, the one, don't even know that you need to be set free. God wants to break that shackle over your mind. God wants good for you. He has good for you. He wants you to walk into his blessing place if you give up your way of thinking. My God, I tell you, the children of Israel had to change from their bond spirit of bondage mentality. When you're in a bondage of mentality, you can't see your way out. You can't see nothing getting paid. You just feel that you're only going to eat pork and beans all the time. But in God's blessing plan, he talks about quail and manna. Oh, my God. He talks about the blessing of God. If you walk according to his way, he promised you these things. I don't know about anyone else today, but I choose to walk according to his way. You know, even when things get dark in your life, he's right there beside you, bringing you to a better place in him, where you can walk upright and know that he is God and there is none other but him. I tell you, God is so awesome today, because the word that has been coming forth lately, even in ministry, it has been manifested in my life, in my household. But I tell you, God will let that word come forth first and then let you walk through it. Why? Because I believe warning comes before destruction. Warning comes before the war, they're sounding the horn of the word of God, the minister and the man and woman of God that truly walked in upright before him is giving out the right now word for your situation. If you pay attention, you say, well, I want to hear that now, but keep that word, listen to that word. You may find out before the week is out, that word is being manifested all around you. So if you listen to what the instruction of the word that comes forth, you can be able to conquer, walk above every storm that comes in your life. You better believe that God let us know that his word is true. And I'm reminded about Ephesians, the 6th chapter. It talks about verse 12 say, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world. Now, why would it be in the word of God if he did not let us know we're going to come up against opposition? We're going to have rebellious people that's been around from the foundation of the world. The spirit of rebellion, the spirit of hate, everything that is going on now, it was there before, because Solomon let us know there's nothing new under the sun. They may call it a different name, but it's still the same thing. There is nothing new under the sun. So it tells us that we're going to be coming up against. Wrestle means coming up against what? Flesh, not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, the rulers of the darkness of this world. Of this world, there's darkness in this world. There's darkness in this dimension. It letting us know we're going to be coming up against thing that's going to fight against you. But it lets you know that what? That take verse 13 say, wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God. What is the whole armor of God? Truth got to be in you today. Your mind got to be covered with salvation, the helmet of salvation, the heaven helmet of salvation. The word of God is your weapon today. When the enemy say one thing to you, find a word in the word of God to use against the enemy. Let the word be your shield today. Let the word be your cover. hovering today when the naysayers, and we say naysayers, but you know what? I'm going to clarify that when the word comes to you in your life that does not agree with the word of God, then you speak the word of God and say not so. Why? Because God allows you to teach you and allow you to know that that's not of him. And we have to ask God for the spirit of discernment so we will not walk in error. We will not walk in error today. And then verse 2 said that walk to go down into Egypt and have not asked at my mouth to strengthen themselves in the strength of Pharaoh. In other words, listen, y'all, you cannot depend on the things of the world. Put your trust in the Lord today. Put your trust in the Lord today. Put your trust in Jesus today. Remember now, the job place can close up, right? The store can close up, right? The grocery store, like we so used to walking into the grocery store and buying whatever we want to buy, right, any time of the day. We got McDonald's, Burger King, and we can find wings and whatever, whatever. But what happens when there comes a time you're not able to get those things? You got to put your trust in the Lord, that he will direct your path and let you know it's time for you to be prepared. Things are coming around in this world now, and I'm preparing you just like he prepared the children of Israel. He let them know I'm sending you a deliverer. And even though the deliverer took a long time, his word became came to pass. It was manifested. Moses was being formed, right, to be the deliverer. And even though Moses did not look like he was a deliverer, but you know what? God put Moses position in the king's house, right, so he can learn everything there need to learn. And then after that, God taught him himself. He took all the things that he did not need to know, and he imputed in him things that was righteousness, things that he needed to know to take him further, to know how to lead and direct his people. It's the same thing God has to do for you. When he takes you out of darkness, he had to impute in you new things, things of life, things of the word. The word has to come alive in you that you may walk in faith and not outside, inside. In other words, you had to put your eyes on him, not what's happening all around you. Know that he's able to bring you through today. And I'm reminded there's so many stories in the word of God that God wants us to what? Trust him. Lean on him. Don't lean on our own understanding. Remember, when you're rebellious, when you have a household and you have children that don't listen, we say rebellious, but you have children that don't listen. We have grown-ups that still don't want to listen. But you know what? They still got to listen to a king, a boy. His name is Jesus. And when it comes to the end time when you stand before him, you can't say, I don't want to hear it. I'm closing my ears. I'm shutting it down. Tune me out. Give the hands up. You ain't talking to me. You're going to have no other choice but to hear the King of Kings. I choose to listen to him here now while I can get it correct. Then on that day when I'm at his and face to face, there's nothing I can do because I'm in a place of judgment right there. So while there is time, listen to the man and the woman of God that speak the word of God. Listen to correction. Listen to the discipline. God have them there for a purpose and a reason. You may not understand it all now. I'll be lying to you right now if I tell you're going to understand everything, but you will not understand everything. Why? Because your thought is not like God's thought. Your ways is not like his way. You feel you are fine, ain't nothing wrong with me. But God sent that word and say it's time to bring that person. That person needs to start moving up now. They've been in that position of comfort for too long. It's time for me to stir them up on the inside. It's time for them to let go of them little rebellious way. It's time for them to have that mindset to be changed. I need the light more to show more in them. It's time for them to get away from that baby stage now where they're just drinking on the milk. My grandbaby don't even like the pacifier no more. My grandbaby wants the real food. He don't even want the baby food no more. Why? Because he is growing. He's transitioning from place to place. It's the same thing with us. We should not want to be in the same thing place we were last year. We should not even want to do the same thing we've been doing for a long time. You got to look at ourselves and say, it's time for me to make that change. When you say me, you cannot do it on your own, but you're making up in your mind and say, Lord, I need your help. I need your help. It's time for that change to really come forth in me. I'm not talking about that superficial change. I'm talking about that change from the deep down on the inside and let it show on the outside. I need that change to come forth because I need to go to that place that you want me to go. It's time now not to be so rebellious. It's so time now. I tell you all, I'll be honest with you, it is so tiring when you're trying to talk to someone and you're trying to show them what the Word of God is saying and they're busy trying to hold on. I don't want to let this go. Like a dog, that dog have a bone. You trying to take that bone from that dog. That dog is holding on to his bone now. Yeah, you busy trying to shake it and pull it and pull it. And then the dog keep grabbing back on that bone. After a while, one of y'all going to get tired. Who going to get tired? The one you keep trying to say, baby, it's time now to make that change. It's time now to do something different. You got to pay attention. And if you want to make that change, just come in an agreement and say, you know what, let me do some self-evaluation. It's time now. I need to make that change. If I don't make that change, I cannot obtain everything that God has for me, and I'm delaying myself. Why? Because I do not want to walk in chain. You say, well, all this is in the Word of God. Yes, it is. When God had Moses in the wilderness, he was taking out some stuff, wasn't he? Just like he do with us. Everyone has to go through this process. Even the person that your mentor that you admire so much, God brought them through that process too. They'll tell you, they'll share their life with you and let you know that I had to walk through this time. God had to bring me through the fire. God had to bring me through the storm. I had to get rid of myself. I had to get rid of my attitude. I had to do a lot of little things. I'm not where I'm supposed to be, but I'm not where I used to be. So today, remember now, if you want that walking purpose, allow God to do the work in you today. It's just like in a house where you keep saying the same thing over and over. Do you even see parents looking like, oh, my child, my goodness, that child, they call the child hard-headed, right? But the word is not hard-headed. The word is the spirit of stubbornness is there, and that child will not let go of their stubbornness. But you know what? Who can help that child? Jesus, my God. Prayer can change things today. Prayer can change things. Keep praying for that child. Keep praying for that grown-up. Keep praying that one day they may come to that place where they realize they need a change in their life. That time is not waiting on them. They're getting older and older and older. It's time now for that change so they can walk into the newness of God. Remember now, if you never have a problem, you will know God can do it for you, right? So today, stop blaming other people for things. And like Deacon Michael would say, my, the imagination. Oh, it's just my imagination running away with me. But how about letting your imagination create today? Create everything that is of God. And the other imagination, oh, my God, it's time for you to die. Oh, slay that giant in your life today. Oh, they don't want me to do. No. Remember now, the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus said he came that you may have life. Not just life, but have that more abundantly. So choose life today. Choose life. Choose to walk in your blessing. Be blessed today and know that with Jesus you can do all things. Why? Because I am walking into change today. I'm taking the word that I've been hearing all week. Oh, mirror, 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 mirror. You know the little thing, mirror, mirror, who on the wall? Who is the fairest thereof, right? But you know what? Say, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Shine that mirror in my heart so I can may walk and see who I am. In other words, be truthful to thyself. If you keep lying to yourself, you in trouble. So be truthful to thyself. Be true to who you are. Look and ask God, show me. And take responsibility. When you take responsibility, I find out over the years, when I come to that place that I realize I can't put the blame on A and B, put the blame on myself, and then God, the change can come forth in me so I can achieve everything that God has for me. Be blessed.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. That was an awesome word coming from Deacon Michael and Pastor Sharon. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Yes, Pastor Sharon, yes, Pastor Sharon. God is so good. And you know, rebellious. What is rebellious? It's a refusing to obey rules or authority, or to accept normal standard of behavior, or showing a tendency to rebel. And I tell you, when I read Isaiah the 30th chapter, verse 1, where it says, "Woe to the rebellious children, saith the Lord, that take counsel, but not of me, and that cover with a covering, but not of my spirit, that they may add sin to sin." Now, what covering are you covering? God was letting them know that they're not hearkening to his word. And God, I heard Pastor Sharon also mention where she said, warning comes before destruction. God warned us so many times about things. Get it right within ourselves, what we're doing, knowing that we're doing wrong, but refuse to acknowledge and figuring because we get away with it once, we can continue to get away with it. And there's a point in time, one of the fruits of the Spirit is long suffering. We don't know how long is God long-suffering. We don't know how long he been wanting this person and telling this person, clean it up, get it right, clean it up, get it right. But we's like, you know what, he ain't do nothing. So he, you know, it's okay. But when you go over into Ezekiel chapter 16, verse 37, it said, "Behold, therefore I will gather all thy lovers with whom thou hast taken pleasure, and all them that thou hast loved with all them that thou hast hated, I will even gather them round about against thee, and will discover thy nakedness unto them that they may see all thy nakedness." So everything that you thought that you covered and was covered, God is just showing you that he's about to uncover your nakedness. And I'm not talking about the physical clothes. I'm talking about, you know, your sin. When he opened it for everybody to see, because since he talked to you with your man or woman of God that is over you. They talk to you in private. God's speak to you through the word when you read in the word. God speak to you in that still small voice, but you're still not hearing. So what is left to do? You don't want to change. You're rebelling. You're bucking against the word of God. You're bucking against the change. So you know what? When God have something for you to do, when you have a calling in your life and you don't want to wake up and take heed, God have a way of just showing you that he is God and there is no other God but him. And he will uncover everything. So today, if you don't want God to, all that little nasty stuff that you get inside, you know, inside of you, that you, you know, that outward appearance, you know, you act like, you know, you are also this, that, and the other, while deep down inside is so vile and nasty and ugly and the secrets and stuff that you're holding within you. If you don't clean it up, God will unearth it and unearth it on the most inopportune time for you that you would not even expect. It could be on your job. It could be in church. God don't, when you show God that you're going to continue to buck, just like the children, how much time that God has blessed them. He has taken them through that Red Sea, killed their enemy now. But you still are not grateful. You are still not thankful for what God is doing for you. Know today that you serve an awesome and wonderful God. He is a God of second chances. He forgives. Can you today go to him and say, Lord, forgive me. Root up, pluck up every unclean thing. Be truthful to God. He already knows you, but he wants you to come and talk to him. Confess your sins. And he's that just God to forgive you for your sin. God is not like man. You don't have to prove nothing to man. When you go to God and God forgive you and you change from that darkness into that light, you don't have to prove nothing to man, because your outward appearance and your inward appearance will be as one. Your words and your actions will be as one. So today, know that God is love. He is merciful. He is forgiving. He's a God of second chance. And without God, where would we be today? We serve an awesome and powerful and wonderful and loving God. I tell you, God has done so much for me. Lord, I just say thank you, thank you, thank you. Y'all don't want to give God thanks? I'm giving God thanks for all that he done for me, because you know what? When I could have been six, well, in the United States, it's 6 to 12 feet down underground, he kept me. He saved me. He kept me from so much. So all I can do is say thank you. Have I rebelled? Oh, heck yeah, I did. Was I rebellious? Yes. Can we honestly say to this day that none of us was rebellious? You rebelled against your parents. You rebelled against your teachers. You rebelled against adult authority. You rebelled. I don't care how old you is. Even the children will rebel. And sometimes they think they're so sneaky that they think that they're doing it on the sly when, hey, ain't nothing new under the sun. Don't you think your parents know? Didn't you think that your parents tried it? It said there's nothing new under the sun. So, you know, Lord, forgive us this day for our rebelliousness. Forgive us, Lord. You know what? You tune in every Wednesday and Thursday to Block Talk Radio. That calling number is 347-857-3925. That's 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. You can also tune into Block Talk / Time to Talk About It. And listen to each and every segment that Apostle Porter has put out there. There's some awesome, powerful word coming forth, healing and deliverance. Trust me, it is healing to the soul. So you know what? Share it with someone today. Join us tomorrow night at 11 p.m. on the Wailing Walls prayer line. And that calling number is 218-548-6746, code 3333#. That's 218-548-6746, code 3333#. That's tomorrow night at 11 p.m. So come on, let's tear the devil kingdom down and take back everything that we have allowed the enemy to steal from us. And we also pray that you continue to keep our apostle and her family in prayer as she continue to keep you all in prayer. So you know what? Be blessed today and hope to hear you on the Wailing Walls prayer line.
Let God.
He can handle it all.